Episode 4, Sunday, February the 24th, 2008. Hello and welcome to AstroTalk UK. AT UK is a not-for-profit 30-minute weekly audio podcast for amateur astronomers. See more at www.astrotalkuk.org. I host AstroTalk UK, and my name is Gurbir Singh. I am not a scientist, nor am I an astronomer. Today, amateur astronomy can be done in many ways, talking with others with an interest in astronomy and sharing those conversations is how I do mine. AstroTalk UK, amateur astronomy, expert opinion. Jonathan Maron, welcome to AstroTalk UK. Where are you based and what do you do?
I work at the headquarters of a company called The Imaging Source, and I'm based in Bremen, Germany. That's right in the north of Germany, about 100 kilometers away from the sea. I am the marketing director of the product division Astronomy Cameras at The Imaging Source for the territories Europe and Asia.
In the past, your cameras have had a strong industrial application, for example, checking the fill level of beer in beer bottles whizzing past at high speed on a conveyor belt in a brewery. Astronomy cameras are a recent addition.
Traditionally, the imaging source cameras are deployed in scientific, industrial, and medical applications. Although the astronomy camera product line is just over 1 year old, the imaging source has been developing hardware and software products for 20 years. January last year, we brought to market a line of highly affordable, robust cameras designed specifically to meet the needs of amateur astronomers. These astronomy cameras are identical in every respect to their industrial counterparts, with the exception of the exposure time. The astronomy cameras can be exposed for up to 60 minutes. We launched a product website at astronomycameras.com, a blog at astronomycamerasblog.com, and even a competition site at, you guessed it, astronomycamerascompetition.com, where you can win our cameras for free. Just enter your name and email address to be in with a chance of winning.
You're a good marketing director, Jonathan. Recording images of astronomical objects involves first recording a movie file of the object and then looking at individual frames in that movie and adding them together. But the process of recording that movie, MOV or AVI, can involve loss of signal. But your software, you say you can do that without loss.
Lossless is simply a technical term that refers to a data compression algorithm that allows the exact original data to be reconstructed from the compressed data. For example, when you save a photo as a bitmap in Windows and then reopen it, the photo is identical as a bit level to the one that you saved. This is the case as bitmaps use a lossless data compression algorithm. For post-processing in software such as Registax, it is critically important that the AVI files or bitmap sequence files are lossless. Failure to achieve this would result in Registax not being able to stack the images correctly. The imaging source astronomy cameras ship with the camera control software iccapture.as, with which it is possible to save image sequences as AVI files or singular BMP lossless files.
On your website, you claim the next generation of astronomy cameras. That's a big claim for a relatively new kid on the block.
The label the next generation of astronomy cameras refers to the unsurpassed quality of their cameras and their extremely low price. The imaging source has brought the quality, both electrically and mechanically, to the next level. Similarly with their price, comparable cameras cost 2, 3, 4 and even 5 times as much.
You have had quite a lot of feedback from the amateur astronomy community around the world. Why do you think that's the case?
This is simply because they go about their hobby in an extremely passionate manner. They are proud to send us the latest images which they have captured with our cameras. Indeed, the Astronomy Cameras blog at astronomycamerasblog.com has become so popular only thanks to our highly engaged customers. A massive thanks goes out to them all.
Well, Jonathan, I know you speak excellent German, but in my far from excellent German, can I say vielen Dank für Ihre Mühe und Zeit. Bis nächstes Mal.
Thank you, Gerbier, for taking the time to talk to me today about the imaging source astronomy cameras.
And don't forget to keep an eye out for those beer bottles, Jonathan. If they're not full, we'll know where to complain.